Hey guys, man, another beautiful day in the neighborhood, right? Well, I've thought about this a lot. I'm sure you guys have too, but have you ever wondered, well, what's God's sense of humor look like? I mean, we know he takes away our tears and our sadness and wipes it all away, but he never says he takes away our laughter. And since he made us in his image, then the laughter is obviously a thing, right? And it's all part of the joy. Well, and wouldn't you know it, I come across a verse, I just start busting laughing. It's not the only place, but this one in particular, because, well, I'm kind of weird, I guess. But anyway, I really love it. And it's in Luke chapter 24. And it pretty much starts verse 15 and 16. And this is when, after our Lord has risen, and people are looking for him, they've seen him. And these two gentlemen are walking down the road, and he appears, and they don't know who he is, and I'll start reading it. And it came to pass that while they were together in reason, they were having a conversation, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. They were restrained so that they wouldn't know who he was. It was like a different form, you know. And he said unto them, what type of communications are these that you are having with one another as you walk and are so sad? And here's our Lord and Savior talking. And of course he knows, right? And he's all knowing. And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? Hast thou not known the things which have come to pass in these days? Like, really, dude? You don't know that the Messiah was just crucified? Everybody was there. How could you not know this, right? And then he says unto them, what things? This is the all-knowing. And he says, what things? I mean, it's so funny. And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all people, and how the chief of priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, to this day, the third day since things were done. Yea, a certain woman, also of our company, made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And a certain of them, which were with us, went out to the sepulchre and found it, even so as it was the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said to them, O fools, and slow to heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Right? You'd think that'd be a dead giveaway. Because in beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Like, you guys have read about it. You know about it. I'm standing right here. You know, just to me, I just think of like my kids or, you know, just playing a trick on somebody. Like, I'm right here in plain sight, you know, and it gets better. And they drew near into the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. Like, he's just like, oh, you know, I'm going to keep going, you know, just kind of testing them out, right? Like, you know, and they did the right thing. Hey, come on in, you know, and they had him come in saying, abide with us, for it is towards the evening and the day is far spent. And he went to tarry with them. And it came to pass that as he sat and ate with them, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to them, and their eyes were opened. And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked? Like, kind of like, are we stupid? Like, how did we not know that? But just think of the, and poof, gone, you know? Like, oh, got you guys, right? And while he opened to us the scriptures, like, yeah, duh, man, we should have known it. And they rose up in the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how was it known of them in the breaking of bread. Yeah, he ate with them. And he scared the crap out of them. And as they were speaking, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. And again, I'm laughing because I'm imagining they're like talking about it. They don't know he's there. And he's like, hey, guys, what's up? You know, somebody's come up from behind you. And it's just, I just see it so, maybe it's sophomoric and thought process, but I don't really care. It's hilarious, and I enjoy laughing about it. And she's like, hey, guys, over here, you know? And of course, he says, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a ghost, seen a spirit. And then he said unto them, why are you so troubled? And why do your thoughts arise in your hearts, right? And then, you know, he's kind of like playing it down. And he's making it like, hey, I know I scared the crap out of you. I got my chuckle, but behold, my hands and my feet, it is I myself. Handle me and see. The spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And, you know, he calms it down, kind of like you would if you scared a kid or your brother or your sister or something as a kid. You know, and you realize you scared him really bad. And you're like, hey, you know, but it's still, I still see so much humor in it. And of course, and when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they yet believed, not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you any food? And then he's back to eating again. It's by far one of my favorite things to read and laugh about, because I'm sure you all have, I know I have, played tricks, messed with people. But imagine this. Here he is in the new glorified body, right? The thing that we're all promised to in heaven. And he's showing it off, man. He's like, check this out. Poof, here I am. Whoop, I'm gone, you know? And, oh, I still get to eat food, which is awesome for us fat kids, right? But, man, our Lord and Savior is so awesome. To know that we're not crazy to be laughing at things, right? I mean, obviously. But to see it like this, and there's other portions of scripture where you catch the sarcasm and, you know, kind of sarcasm, I guess you'd call it, but like just the excitement and the laughter. So imagine we get to heaven. It's going to be awesome. Can you imagine the jokes that God tells? They're going to be out of this world, and he's going to know just how to deliver them because he knows what everybody's thinking, right? So we're going to be all of one thought and one mind. So everything's going to be funny to everybody. It's awesome. Anyway, I just wanted to share that, guys, and totally blessed, totally fantastic to still be breathing, and I pray that this helps somebody out, maybe get into the scripture and read it for yourself and see what comes to you. But, you know, that's why I say read, because there's so many different things that could come out. You might pray about something, and he'll reveal it to you maybe a few days later, maybe a week later, but when he does, it just speaks to you, and that was a literal answer to one of my prayers, was about, you know, what kind of jokes you do, you know, and then boom, that, and I don't know, it just hit me funny, so I wanted to share that and maybe bring you guys up a notch for today, and just remember, guys, he loves us, and he'll never leave nor forsake us, and it's okay to laugh. He created laughter. Just know that he's with us always, and he might be standing there in that park that you walked by with the guy panhandling. He could be somebody you talked to already. Who knows, right? I mean, this shows you enough when they say you never know if you're entertaining angels, right? So just keep that in mind, too, as you go about your day. If you treat everybody as if you're meeting your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that's the right attitude to have anyway. But nonetheless, it's funny. Imagine God said, what things do you mean? Anyway, guys, Thanks for listening. Hopefully get out some more. I've been really busy. A lot of things going on in the world and just work in general. I pray to have more out. And like I say, I pray this touched you guys and brought you up a notch. Praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And remember, guys, look up.